It was a girl's birthday party. There was a cake with 6 candles, which she had to blow out. And her friends brought her presents. A picture book about pirates. A bright pink piggy bank with a shiny new coin to go in the slot. And 2 dolls, an angel and a soldier boy, small enough to fit into the palm of her hand. That night, when she went to bed, the girl put the piggy bank on her bedside table and propped the angel and the soldier boy on her pillow. Her mother read to them out of the picture book about pirates. When she thought the girl was asleep, she tiptoed out. But the girl wanted to read some more. You know how it is. So, when her mother had gone, she opened the book again and went on reading. She read and read till she really did fall asleep. And the angel and the soldier boy fell asleep on the pillow beside her. None of them noticed the book slipping through her fingers and landing on the floor. And then, trouble. Up jumped the pirates. First the captain, then his mate. Up and out of the open book. The captain wore a purple coat and a cocked hat. He had a black patch over one eye, which he'd lost in a battle long ago. He'd lost a hand, too, so one arm ended in an iron hook. Well, it wasn't long before he spotted the piggy bank on top of the bedside table. He pointed with his hook, and his mate clomped up the side of the cupboard, holding onto the lamp flex like a mountaineer climbing a cliff. When he reached the top, he got behind the piggy bank and pushed till it teetered over the edge and fell. The soldier boy sat up and looked round. The angel was still sleeping peacefully, but he knew that something was wrong. So he marched across the girl's pillow and peered over the edge of her bedside table, and there, far below, lay the piggy bank on its side. The captain was just turning the key that opened its stopper. The soldier boy watched as he and his mate lifted it out and laid it on the carpet. Then the captain reached inside and pulled out the shiny new coin. It was bigger than a dinner plate in his hand and very heavy. He turned it over and tapped it with his hook. And then how they gloated, that captain and his mate. It made the soldier boy very angry. He slid down the lamp flex and raised his sword and rushed at the pirates as brave as any lion. But the captain just laughed and pulled out his pistol. The soldier boy had no choice. He had to drop his sword, and away they all marched, the captain pointing his pistol, the mate carrying the stolen coin, and the soldier boy in front, their helpless prisoner. Perhaps the angel saw them in her dreams. Who knows? Something woke her, that's certain. She sat up and looked around. Where was the soldier boy? She straightened her halo, which always helped her to think brave thoughts, and set off in search of him. Now it was her turn to cross the pillow, creeping round the girl's head as she lay sleeping. She reached the edge of the bedside table and looked down. And there was the empty piggy bank, lying on its side, far below. The lamp flex felt like a thick rope in the angel's hands as she slithered down, and the ridges of the carpet were like ploughed furrows under her feet. She found the soldier boy's sword lying beside the piggy bank, so she knew that something bad must have happened to him. She began to cry. But if the soldier boy was in trouble, he would need her. So she wiped away her tears, fastened the sword in her belt, and set off bravely in search of him again. What a distance she had to travel. A teddy and a mouse were guarding the door of the girl's bedroom like sleeping giants. Their eyes were open, but they sat very still and didn't stir as she crept past. All along the landing, there were doors into strange rooms. Through one, she saw the girl's mother and father asleep in bed. Through another, she saw Clockwork Helicopter under the baby's cot. She decided to explore the bathroom. But as soon as she entered, two great flies came buzzing out of nowhere. They were like fierce hawks swooping down on her. The angel slashed at them with her sword, this way and that. Suddenly, they were gone. And now she could see why. Something far worse was dropping down from the ceiling on the end of a long, sticky thread. It came at her on its eight hairy legs. The angel turned and ran, and the spider, for that's what it was, chased after her. She reached the top of the stairs just in time and slid down the banister. But that wasn't the end of her troubles. At the bottom of the stairs was a monster so huge that the angel didn't even see him. He saw her with his slanting yellow eyes, and as she entered the living room, he jumped down and followed. And now how the angel ran! The ginger cat, for that's what he was, of course, padded after her. There was a rubber plant growing in a pot by the piano. As the angel skidded round one side, the cat came snooping round the other. He groped with his paw, trying to reach her, but the angel spread her wings like a butterfly and flew up into the safety of the leaves. She started to climb higher and higher, as you or I might climb a tree. And the cat watched. Then he reached up with his paw and shook the rubber plant. By now, the angel was lying on the topmost leaf, and he couldn't reach her, though he stood on his hind legs and stretched his paw as high as he could. But the last shake dislodged her. She landed on top of the piano. Ah, but this was a dizzy height, like standing on the edge of a precipice. And now her adventure had really begun. On the wall above the piano hung a picture of the sea. Just below it stood a model ship. The flag that hung from its mast was a skull and crossbones. It was the pirate ship. Just as the angel reached the anchor, it began to rise. She caught hold and was pulled up the side of the ship, up and up, till she was able to climb over the rail and onto the deck. No one saw her, but almost immediately she could hear the pirates coming. In no time, there were pirates everywhere, unfurling the sails, climbing the rigging, winding ropes. The angel watched from her hiding place. And suddenly, the sails filled as if a great wind were blowing them. The deck lurched sideways and the ship rose into the air and flew through the picture on the wall. The next thing she knew, they were sailing across the sparkling blue sea, further and further towards the distant horizon. And now only the helmsman was left, steering the pirate ship on its course. His back was turned, So very carefully the angel tiptoed out of her hiding place and made for the stairs that led down into the bowels of the ship. As she drew nearer, she could hear the pirates carousing below. They were sitting at a table, eating and drinking. There were sausages and chickens, tankards of ale and bottles of wine. And the more they ate and drank, the merrier they became. One pirate played a concertina while another danced the hornpipe. The rest sang and clapped and stamped their feet in time to the music. None of them noticed the angel slipping in and out of the shadows behind their backs. The captain was too busy making sure there were no drops left in his bottle of wine. He thumped one of the pirates with his hook and sent him for a refill. He didn't notice the angel either as she cowered behind the barrel. How did she know where to go? Her little feet were so sure, so certain. She could have lost herself among the twisting passages, but she went straight to the captain's cabin. And there, on the floor, bound hand and foot, was the soldier boy. How he smiled when he saw her. With light, quick fingers, she untied the ropes that bound him. The soldier boy took her hand and kissed it. Then she gave him back his sword. The pirates had locked the stolen coin in a chest under the captain's hammock, but there was no time to open it. He was returning. Quickly, the angel hid behind his locker, and the soldier boy sat on the ground again, pretending that he was still a prisoner. The captain dropped the bottle of wine he was holding, which made him cry, and he almost fell out of his hammock as he climbed in, but soon he was fast asleep. There was a bunch of keys on a piece of string dangling from his pocket. Very carefully, the soldier boy cut through the string with his sword. He took the key that belonged to the treasure chest, and the angel helped him to lift out the shiny new coin. Now the captain was staring in his sleep, so the angel hid the coin while the soldier boy pretended to be tied up again. They were just in time. The ship had reached an island. It was time to disembark. The captain went up on deck, and two pirates came to fetch the chest. They thought the coin was still inside, of course. They loaded it into a rowing boat, and then they all rowed away to bury the treasure in the sand. They didn't look back, or they might have seen the angel and the soldier boy watching from the bows. As soon as they were ashore, the mate dug a deep hole and the other pirates lowered the chest into it. But before they covered it up, the captain wanted one more look. So he opened the lid. It was empty, of course. And now the mate did look back, and there was the pirate ship sailing away from the island as fast as it had come. The pirates were furious. The captain couldn't understand what was happening. None of them knew, of course, about the angel rescuing the soldier boy. The angel and the soldier boy had never sailed a ship before. They managed well enough until they saw the pirates following in their rowing boat. And now the sky that had been so blue turned black. Lightning flashed and thunder rolled amongst the clouds. They were running into a fearful storm. Waves swamped the deck. The wind tore at the rigging, and one by one, all the sails were ripped away. The angel and the soldier boy clung to the helm together and were sure that their last hour had come. But all the time, the sea was carrying them homewards. And suddenly, a great wave lifted them higher than they had ever been before, and they were flying through the picture again, only this time safely back into the living room. And now, they made ready for the long journey home. The angel tied the coin onto the soldier boy's back so that it would be easier to carry. The anchor let them down easily, and they set off along the top of the piano. This time, they didn't use the rubber plant. They jumped down into the soft, velvety lap of an armchair. The girl's mother had left her knitting there, which was useful. The soldier boy pushed the ball of wool till it fell to the ground, leaving a trail of thread for them to slide down. But they'd forgotten about the pirates. And now the chase was really on. Ginger Cat was asleep as the angel and the soldier boy crept round him on their way to the stairs. He didn't see them, but he did see the pirates as they slid down the thread of wool. His yellow eyes opened wide and his whiskers twitched. The ball of wool began to move along the carpet and little heads peeped over the top. As the cat pounced, the pirates scattered. The captain and his mate chased after the angel and the soldier boy. And now how fast they ran. There was only the length of the room between them. The angel and the soldier boy were trying to climb the stairs, but each tread was like a high wall. The captain stopped. He rested his pistol on the top of his hook, took aim and fired right at the middle of the coin. The sound of the pistol woke the teddy and the mouse. They came to the top of the stairs and looked down. And there was the soldier boy, lying on the ground, quite still. The angel was watching helplessly as the pirates came towards her. with frightful grins on their faces. As quickly as they could, the stuffed teddy and the stuffed mouse fetched the clockwork helicopter. When it was wound up, they sent it flying downstairs to the rescue. The wind from its whirring blades knocked the captain and his mate keen off balance just as they were bending over the soldier boy to snatch the coin off his back. He wasn't dead, I'm glad to say, just stunned. So now he jumped up and pulled himself into the helicopter as it hovered beside him. And the angel caught hold of his hands as he rose above her. Together, they spun upwards, climbing the length of the stairs all the way to the landing where the teddy and the mouse were waiting anxiously. They said goodbye outside the girl's bedroom, just as the captain and his mate were picking themselves up off the floor. The teddy and the mouse went back to sleep by the open door of the girl's room. But the angel and the soldier boy hurried on their way. They knew that the pirates couldn't be far behind. And at last, there was the piggy bank ahead of them. The angel helped the soldier boy to put back the heavy stopper. The lock was stiff, but he managed to turn the key, just as the captain and his mate reached the top of the stairs. Now they were coming round the girl's open door. The angel untied the rope that fastened the coin to his back, and the soldier boy posted it safely through the slot in the piggy bank. Now the pirates were creeping along the end of the girl's bed. The soldier boy caught hold of the angel's hand and they ran as fast as they could to the book that still lay on the floor by the girl's bedside table. They lifted one cover and hid behind it, as you or I might hide behind a fence. The captain and his mate stood on the open page to take their bearings, and the angel and the soldier boy reached up and pushed with all their might so that the book closed and squashed those pirates flat. The girl sat up. She found her piggy bank on the floor. The pirate book could stay there. But she picked up the angel and the soldier boy and kissed them. And she kept them safe in the palm of her hand till she could wake up properly and play with them in the morning. So